This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Not nearly as many times as he normally does. Carr pumps once, pumps again, extends the play. Derek Carr in that bad groin, a lofted up for Aguilar, makes the adjustment and the move. The veteran Aguilar weaving his way. He will go. Touchdown Raider.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Yes, we continue on BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. Cody Decker and Dave Sherapin here in for the Joes. And Dave, we got to talk about my team, baby.
Oh, man.
Yeah. How are they your team? You're a California kid.
Yeah.
Were they there? Were they in L.A. when you were there?
Yes, 1994. Oh, L.A. Raiders straight out of Compton, baby. I don't care. I don't care if my Raiders abandoned me. I'm not the only city they abandoned. Hell, at this point, they abandon everybody. They're
right.
The Raiders.
Carpet-bagging team. They just travel L.A., Oakland, this, that, whatever. You're out in the burbs. You're a Raider fan. It's fantastic. But, I mean, they're here. I still can't believe they're here because we didn't have them here last year. You know, I mean, they were here, but there was no fans at the games and all that stuff. This place is going to be nuts because there's people like you that are going to come here. They're going to bet them. They're going to come to the games. They're going to take over the city.
You don't understand. Here's what people don't seem to really understand about the Raiders, okay? The Chargers, and by the way, I had to listen to Joe G talk up the Chargers all week. It was nauseating.
Join the crowd. Everybody's talking up the Chargers. Ugh. I don't even know Joe G, but I know what he said. Here's the Chargers. They're going to this. They're going to this. No one think everybody, they might as well hand them the division. Kansas City's going to take a step back. It's Chargers. And Bobby, they're no question. Justin Herbert, done. That's it.
Oh yeah, it's making me absolutely nuts. But we're looking at all these NFL trends. But by the way, you did mention something about LA people coming to go over to Vegas. Listen, no one in LA wants the Chargers anywhere near Los Angeles. You don't think that everybody's going to throw on their padded spikes, face paint, and turn the 15 freeway into the Fury Road? It's happening, baby. I'm going to drive down in my spiked up Honda Toyota Prius, just coming all the way from LA, ready to go. Let's do this, baby.
It's going to be nuts. You better bet before you come, because the books here know that you're coming. If you want to make any bets on a game, you better do it elsewhere, because the lines are going to be jacked up. It's going to be nuts. And
it's going to be the gathering of the juggalos every weekend.
Every single week. Not to mention, the fans from the other cities are coming. I was just back east on a road trip that lasted almost a month. It's just a lot of people. And saw some people in Philly, and they're like, hey, we'll see you in October. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'll go, well, the Eagles are playing the Raiders. We already booked the trip. We're coming out.
That's so awesome. Everywhere
they play, or every team they play, those fans are coming. This place is going to be nuts on football Sundays.
The Oakland A's are salivating.
Do you think they're going to move?
They're coming there. They're coming there. But anyways, the Raiders, however, last year were the best over team in the NFL. Why were they? Because they simply had the most atrocious graham cracker-like defense I've ever seen in my life. Will they repeat? Probably. God, it's horrible being a Raider fan.
What I mean, this is part of your badge of honor. You have to wear this. If you want to be a Raider fan, you have to know you've got to score 50 points to win, because they give up 40 plus almost every game. It just feels like they got no defense at all.
Well, let's look at that. Let's look at the teams that were the best last year at the over. You had the Las Vegas Raiders, obviously number one, no defense at all. But the team that was second in this, guys, Tennessee. Tennessee was not a bad team. That's not a slouch team. And they were the second best team with the over.
Yeah. Well, NFL football is changing, right? It's not the football that you know, even 5-10 years ago. I mean, you can go way back and talk about, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, running, control the clock. It's all different now. They're between the flags, the pass happy, you know, league, and don't you can't touch the quarterbacks and stuff, interference on every other call. It's an over game. And you saw odds get adjusted, numbers get adjusted week to week, and it couldn't catch up with a team like Tennessee because Tennessee was just better at it, but they scored points. Their goal was to get 40. And they had a lot of quick strikes, though. You know, I mean, Henry could break a run from anywhere. He had a lot of long runs, over 30-yard touchdowns and stuff like that. So that was a team that was over. You know, I looked at the list this morning, you know, in prepping for the show. I was surprised by Minnesota having so many over games. I thought that one jumped out to me. Buffalo obviously scored points. Did Detroit surprise you that they were on the list?
A little bit, because I just didn't think they scored enough points ever.
They gave up a lot, though.
Like, they had to have. I mean, looking through the league, I mean, it's being put in our actual chat. The Raiders were 28th in defense per Football Outsiders, and not to mention the Titans were 29th. Does that make the Detroit Lions maybe 50th in the NFL somehow? Because that team is atrocious. Lions 32nd. I knew it.
Thank you, Paulie. That was it. That was, you know, they have to be there. And I mean, look, talk about a team. Like their season wins is like 4.5, 5. Like that's it. So they're going to have another long season in Detroit. Now, you guys, Raiders, do you think this team's going to be 500? Remove the bias, that signed helmet for the people that are watching. You showed that nice signed helmet. You go back to the days when they were, you know, in L.A. Coliseum. This team ain't winning. They're not winning 8-9 games. No chance, right? No
chance. Answer your question. I can answer it the only way I know how to, and this is how I answer my questions about the Raiders on this show. Okay, listen. No, they're not going to. They're going to be bad. They're going to win maybe 5 games.
Is that on you on your phone? What is that?
At all times, just in case this comes up. You never know. For whatever reason, the first 5 things people learn about me is, oh, my God, you're a Raider fan? I'm like, and I just pull it out. It's just ready to go. Yeah, here's my phone, and you just listen to these words, and you'll become one, too.
It ain't happening. I'm born and raised in Pittsburgh. I grew up in the days of the Steel Curtain, lived next door to Jack Ham for a few years. We just thought it was a regular thing to go to the Super Bowl. There is zero chance. I mean, less than zero I will ever be a Raider fan. It's for years. It's too much. Like, and that's the challenge they're going to have here in Vegas, right? Because they came from somewhere else. Like the Vegas Golden Knights, that's everybody's team. I got 3 girls, and that's their team. Like, it's everybody's team here. It's the only team.
But Vegas is a commuter city. Like, that's a destination. So, really, this is going to be a thing where the Raiders are everybody's team, baby. By the way, I do want to ask you something, Dave, because we're kind of stuck on the overs at the moment, but I got a question. There is a team that's not on this list that I would actually bet right now would be very high on the overs this year. And they would have been higher on the overs last year if it went for one devastating injury. And that is the Dallas Cowboys, because they were scoring 40, 50 points a game with Dak back there. He was throwing for 400, 500 yards a game before he got injured. Dak back, a healthy Dak. You know that defense is probably still not going to be great. I mean, new defensive coordinator, but really no other major changes. I have to assume that there's going to be a lot of points being scored in Dallas this year.
I think there's a lot of interest in Dallas just in general on season wins over. They're favorite to win that division. They're a very popular pick to come out of the NFC, believe it or not, to go to the Super Bowl. you know, it's obviously it's Brady's and Tampa's to repeat, but Dallas has a lot of steam behind it. They're going to be on Hard Knocks. We're going to talk about them all the time. We'll know. Dak's injury is obviously the biggest question mark, right? I mean, he's going to make that offense go. Obviously, when he got hurt, it was done. If he's healthy, you may be right. They may be at the top of this list as an over team and scoring a lot of points. Even people that like fantasy stuff, they'll be all over this stuff where, you know, betting them over and, you know, player props, the Dallas player props will all be high numbers because I don't think the defense is going to be very good either.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, to get off the overs, just mentioning the unders, the team that was best with the under was the Giants. I have to assume they're going to be right at the top of that list again. I expect nothing from them. Danny Dimes, man, how long are we going to allow this to take place?
Ooh, I guess another year, right? There's this, but, you know, Saquon back may help, right? Like, that's going to help. I think so. I don't know if they'll score more points. Defense is pretty good, though. You know, usually you see teams on here that are really strong defensively lead this, you know, to the unders. I don't know if you can say the Giants are strong defensively. I mean, above average, yes. The one on that list that surprised me was Arizona. Arizona's numbers were high, you know, and with Murray and, you know, them playing the way they do, figured them to be maybe more overs than unders or at least closer to 500. It says 11-5 on this list. That's a lot to the under.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I think it just goes to credit how much they expect Murray to score points. I mean, that's Murray. Just he could be so many ways to beat you. You mentioned Tom Brady. You mentioned the Bucs. Tom Brady had a great quote not too long ago.
You know what, man? And I've been very fortunate to be a part of championship teams, and this one's one of them. This is a championship team. He said, you know what ring's my favorite one? My favorite ring is the next one.
Listen, it's a dynamite quote. It's a dynamite quote. The Bucks plus 50 to get back-to-back rings. Last back-to-back champ to do it was Tom and the Pats in 2004 and 2005. Do they do it?
How does he always know what to say and when to say it? The dude, I want to bet on him to say the right thing. He got to be great. He got to be a great teammate. I'm in. I think they repeat. Well, everybody came back. Who gets an NFL team to get everybody to come back? Who would? I want to go just carry the towels on the sideline and be a part of whatever they have going on. I think they're the favorite. I think they're the clear favorite in the NFC. You go through their schedule, Cody. 17 games now instead of 16. I don't see them losing more than 5. 12-5 minimum.
I get it. Well, coming up next hour, we'll look at the entire card for today's baseball slate. Plus, we got to check out the house rules before you place your bets in this NFL season. It's Cody Decker and Jabe Sherapin right here on BetQL Daily from the BetQL Network.